I'm broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in Harvest Word Assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
I need to do my protocol so I can get straight into the word. Always an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I always consider it a privilege to stand before God's people and just share a few thoughts, like I normally would say. And I hope that this morning we'll be able to just say a few things to ourselves that move us from where we are to where God wants us to be. It's nice to see everyone. You guys are looking good. I remember the fact when we were having a conversation, even before this church physically happened, when it happened in his mind, we had a very long conversation about 2 years ago somewhere in Lekki. And I'm glad to see what God has birthed and see it grow and see it increase. I interface with a lot of you here, so it's good to see your faces again. Thank you for staying with the word. Thank you for staying true to the vision, and permit me to just go the way God wants me to go, because he knows me. I'm someone who is, you see, I work for the kingdom, so that's where they pay my salary. So I have to go the way they want me to go. So I might not stay where he wants me to stay, but you will find the essence of my conversation around what he wants me to say. Is that good? Are we comfortable with that? All right. So thank you so much for having me here. I want to apologize on behalf of our excellency, my babe, who's not here. I know that a lot of people were disappointed when they saw me alone. Don't worry, I know. She always has this church in her heart. She had a speaking engagement yesterday that was quite intense for her. And then my daughter is a bit strong, so she's the ladies are hanging out where the boys are hanging out. So that's what we did. That's what we're doing today. So. Our apologies again, but I'm sure the next time she will definitely will be too glad to be here. We didn't come here to the earth to just catch our fun. I love the singing. I love the dancing. It's fantastic to see young people. It's good to see my friend at the back, fantastic photographer, who's a great, good friend of mine. It's good to have you here. We were together at a place recently and we just shared our minds. I've known him for years back and he's such a fantastic man. Does he come here now? Oh, you guys are blessed. That guy's a great man, trust me. It's very, very, very man of depth. Yeah, that guy. A very awesome guy. Theo is... For you to have Theo here, trust me, you guys must be doing something well. Because Theo is integrity on 2 feet. If he tells you A is A, trust me. I've known him for years. So if Theo says this, it's it. So you guys must be doing something right to have Theo here. Okay, good to see you again. You can't do church as usual, though. I hope you know. And these people I'm looking like cannot just learn how to pray and fast. And that prayer and fasting is not directed towards something. The real conversation is that you must own something for the Father and you must run it. The conversation we're having here is that we must build capacity in you to run the systems of the earth. And if there's one church I would hate to see be church as usual, is this one, because I knew before it started. And trust me, the idea is not for you to come here on Sundays and have a good time and go back home. No, sir, no, ma. The idea is to come here and be spiritually trained and also trained in understanding who you are as kingdom people. So you cannot afford to join the increasing population of Christian manpower out there that is not running anything. all you have is mass, and God does not necessarily trip about mass. What God is looking for is the power and the influence, which your pastor will always call impact. If you do not give us impact in the kingdom, then there is no reason for all of us to be gathered and all we're doing is having church. I don't do church, with all due respect. The conversation here is that we must morph this community of people to people who are strategically positioned to occupy the mountains and to run it effectively on behalf of the Father. So the capacity that we're looking for is not the same capacity that you see in most communities. I mean, we fight over the most petty things, and it is not surprising the Father cannot hand over to us some things that we need the Father to hand over to us. That is why people think I'm humble. I just refuse to be celebrated in the little things I'm doing. There are people half my age who are running stuff bigger than I'm running right now, so I'm not tripping for where I am. I got to a point in my life, and we still had the conversation yesterday, that me and the Father got comfortable to say, the whole essence is for you, Dejirawa, to have power and influence. The question is, what do you do with it? So for some years of my life now, I've refused to walk around the whole place as if I'm not influential. That would be a big lie. The question is, do I know who the power belongs to? And do I know how the power is supposed to be used? I was in a conversation yesterday with a couple. Some people follow me and know that I do men stuff. And she kept using this word, and I don't know why the Father wants me to address that, and I'll go back to my conversation. She kept using this word, men have ego, and that a man's ego is this. And I said to her that there's nothing called that word when it comes to men. I said, what you're referring to is the essence of a man. The question is, how does he direct it? So I gave her an example. I said, you're sitting with your husband now. If I walk up to you and give you a slap, what will happen? She said, ha! I said, before I walk out of that door, your husband will tear me to shreds. I said, where will your husband tear me to shreds? The question is, how can you, in my presence, dare? It is that same essence of, like, seriously? That's my queen. You dare not touch. That's why I have the physique and the design. That's what you use it for, is to protect and to guard. So when you use that same power to strike a woman, you have misused the essence. So the reason why some men with 2-3 naira jobs to feed their family is the essence of my family cannot starve. It's the same thing. So the question is the essence of that thing that makes you stand and say, I'm a God child. It is not pride, sir. It's the essence of your being. So we do not have pride in the kingdom. We have the essence of identity, which means we are prince and we are king and we are ambassadors on the earth and we run this territory. So when men misuse that understanding, that's what you call ego. It's what makes the lion wake up in the morning and roar and say, I've woken up. That I'm king. The problem we have with most men is that they've not been taught what it means and they don't know how to use it. So because it's always misdirected into very flimsy and stupid stuff, you call it ego. So you have named it well in your own world. But in our own world, it's called the kingdom. The essence of your being. So I said that to say to you, we walk around this earth, running this earth for God, nothing less, nothing more. So the conversation here is that, do we understand why we're here? And people like Pastor Ben Gashafe have a very tough job reconfiguring you people who have come from many churches to understand the real essence of why you are here. And to understand that what God really wants to do is for us to create training centers like this that send you out there and make you run the systems of the earth. So when people like us show up, you think we are para-ministry. Instead of understanding that we are as much ministry as you can think. The people who will give their lives to Christ on TV might not come to church to give their life to church. So it's an interconnect of all the spheres that shape a human being that God wants us to run and to rule and to reign on his behalf. So many years ago in my life, I began to sound like a gong.
like a man just shouting in the wilderness, saying the church needs to begin to understand that media and entertainment will shape the future and church is not ready. I looked like an idiot years ago. Now people are taking me serious, because like I normally would say, some of you come to church on Sunday, but between Monday and Sunday you look and dress and talk like Beyonce. And then Christ is Lord. Let me say this to you, whoever is Lord of your life is who picks your decision, who changes, who chooses what you wear and what you look like. And trust me, if you look at the church globally, we come here on Sunday and call Christ Lord, but what picks our action from Monday to Sunday is not the church. So Rihanna might be in Africa, in America, and she has disciples all over the world who talk and look like Rihanna. That's power. So if we have a church that does not have power and does not have influence, then we're just hanging out, and trust me, that's not the conversation. He says, because we're supposed to hand over to the Father the power, the dominion, the authority of this entire earth. So when I talk about the fundamentals of the kingdom, I'm talking about the larger assignment of how do we hand over the essence of everything to God. I think pastors will be honest to you to tell you that what we have done in the church over the past how many years is to teach you the half side of the conversation. We just model so much of the priest dimension of our life and leave the king dimension of our life. But trust me, the one that comes first is king, not priest. That's why he said he has made us kings and priests. That's it. Why? What makes you a king? You are born by a king, so automatically default your royalty. And what royalty does is that they rule. It's a default position. So when we emphasize so much the connect of the relationship and we leave the essence of the conversation, we miss the entire ballgame. That is why we have left the entire system of the world to the enemy to run, and we are bunching a building on Sunday and we are catching our fun. When he said to them in Genesis 1:26, he had created both male and female, and he said to them, the essence, the agenda is for you to have dominion over everything. Run this earth on my behalf. He did not give them restrictions. He said the entire thing, run it. So when we come into a place where we're satisfied to be in a building, and then we allow the enemy to run the very essence of the conversation, then we've missed the entire ballgame. What God is looking for is very simple. God wants to run the lives of the 7 billion people on this earth, and he needs us to ensure that that happens. That's why the power, the dominion that has been given to us, what we need to do is to be strategizing to see how do we deliver to the Father exactly what he wants. Does the Father want 7 billion people born again? Exactly. How do we give that to him? They are all not going to come into church. So what church should be doing is asking ourselves, how do we give God 7 billion people? Either in church or outside church or through media or through education, we just need to shape 7 billion. So I need you to understand the concept. What God is looking for is not just people born again. God wants to direct how you live your life. The real essence is influence and power. My conversation to you is authority, not just influence alone. It has to have authority, it has to have power. We need to run how you live your life for us to be able to say we are Lord over your life. You can't come to us and say you are born again on Sunday and then on Tuesday, radio and television picks your response to life. I think the problem we have is the fact that we are holy on Monday, on Sundays, and then the systems that carry us between Monday and Saturday are systems that we are not in control of. And the very essence of the conversation is for us to have the systems to run your life from Sunday to Sunday. So when you live here and you get out of here, what you will listen to on radio is not God defined. What you watch on TV is not God defined. The school you go to is not God defined. The business you go to is not God defined. Why? The plan is for you to find that everywhere you turn, it is a God influence that shapes you. Why? Because we must make you subconsciously a walking God configuration. It has to be subconscious. And if you understand what I'm saying, your subconscious is what runs your life. It doesn't take your permission. And the wiring is wrong from day one. So when your wiring is wrong from day one, We bring you to Christ, and the whole essence of discipleship is to reconfigure you by lifestyle. I didn't say reconfigure you by words. I said reconfigure you by lifestyle. You become something by listening and watching it and hearing it. That is the whole essence of the entire mountains. So if all you do is hear something and you are hearing something else on Monday to Saturday, then we haven't done the job. So what God said is that I need these people to be living, thinking, sleeping, talking God kind of people. That's why he said to them in Deuteronomy, I know that you will teach your children in the streets. I know you will teach your children sleeping down. I know you will teach your children. That means the entire world of that personality is thinking, talking, sleeping, talking God 24/7. And the only place that can happen is if the entire levels of influence of your life are God defined. And the challenge we have is that we are not on those fields. We are not present in those conversations. We have left it to the enemy to shape and to design. And trust me, whoever determines what you listen to and what you watch runs your life. So the entire conversation of the seven mountain, conversation we're having, with all due respect, is really upsetting. Because that is the conversation from day one. So what we come here to do on Sundays is to share ideas, is to receive the spiritual capacity that makes us go out there and get the job done. We are the ones who is doing the job, not them. That's why the Bible says that they come here to train us for the equipping of the saints. So we go out and get the job done. So when we go into these systems, the simple technologies that we infiltrate these things and make the systems of this world the systems of our God and King. So the plan is, how do we infiltrate systems and take them over? If that is not the agenda of any community or any church, then we are playing games. Jesus took 3 years to configure 12 men that turned the entire world upside down. We have 7 billion people walking the face of the earth. We are told that we have almost 2 billion Christians. That is a overpopulated, bloated workforce that doesn't know what it's doing. So when you take that to the analysis of project management, you have a workforce that is highly ineffective and entirely uncoordinated, because that's just too much people to do to get 7 billion people. Am I making sense to you? So he said to them in Matthew 27 before he left. No, 28, sorry. Verse 16. We all know that verse. I'm just going to use it as a reference and I'll go back to my conversation. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you to the end. One of the greatest problems the earth has with us and Christians and people around the world is the fact that we Christians say something else and do something else. You can't disciple somebody by what you say alone. It's lifestyle. We have to model lifestyle. That's why children are confused. You tell me not to do this, but then you say this. If what you say and what you do not connect into one thing, you confuse whoever you're talking to. And guess what? The person will most likely tilt more in the direction of what you do than what you say. That's how powerful lifestyle is. So if we do not control the lifestyle, we're not controlling anything at all. You see, the magic word in what I just read is the word all nations. And if you understand the Greek word nations, you understand what God wants us to do. It's the word ethnos. It is not the word Nigeria or the word Ghana. It's the word every people grouping. So go and by lifestyle disciple every people grouping. So that means every woman that lives in Ilukweju, every woman tailor that lives in Ilukweju, every woman teacher that lives in Ilukpeju, ethnos, every people grouping, every male mechanic that lives in Ilukpeju, every student that go to this school that live in Ilukpeju, every people grouping. So it goes down to the basic cell. Everybody on your street. So you are discipling all ethnos. So the conversation is to the minimal person. We need to disciple them, not speak at them, not preach at them, disciple them. So it goes for that. The person that is going to disciple somebody must be discipled himself. When I teach this from a media perspective, I say to them, how is it possible to go into the world right now and preach the gospel to 7 billion people? Do we knock on doors? Do we do door-to-door evangelism? What happened to China that you can't preach publicly? What happens to Saudi Arabia that you cannot go there with the Bible publicly? How do you infiltrate those places? And God wants those 7 billion people. What happened to cold Europe? How do you get into there? Media. Media can bypass anything. I don't need to see you to influence you through media or entertainment. I just need to show you. When America was finding it tough to break into the market in China, and because China kept blocking anything that looked, because they know that if we allow America here, they will bring an American ideology, and goods and services of China will not sell. They were blocking them on online. Do you know what America did? They created Kung Fu Panda. It's Chinese but American. So they walked into the place and sold it to them. Got a few Chinese guys to come to America to play basketball and send them back. They were not only selling them back because they are sending them the American culture. The next thing you know, McDonald's opens up. So what they could not do by force, they did by media and entertainment. That's how you infiltrate systems. Yeah. So I don't need to see you to influence you. That's the power of media. Rihanna doesn't need to see you to control what you wear and how you look. Doesn't to see a video and I want to be like that. It's the power of the mass in one. That's why media is so powerful. You can't, the church, I'm shocked the church has been playing with media all this while. Because you have some crazy audiences from all over the world watching Champions League or the World Cup at any particular point in time. That is a whole mass of souls we need. So if we are not creating the content and owning the structure of distribution, we are not in the game. It is whoever owns the content and whoever owns the distribution that is running the people's lives. And if we are not playing that game, we are just playing games. So for years I've confused my friends who have wanted to call me pastor and all sorts of stuff, to say to them that I feel called as a child of God, training myself to understand ministry, submitting myself to the same mentors submit themselves to, but to know that God has given us an agenda in the midst and it cannot be seen as second class to church. So I fought battles of pastors thinking that I want to take over their members just because I say media. Let's talk about media, talk about entertainment. Because you don't understand the fact that it's the seven mountains complementing to give God 7 billion people, not one in isolation. There's some places church will never be able to enter into that we enter into. There's some people that we will never be able to reach. Church will be the one to reach. It is not competition among the seven. It's complementation among the seven. So the essence of the fact that when you come to church and we decide and we discover what your talent is, we train you spiritually to go out there and enforce that authority and connect and see how we can take that talent you have, connect to other people who have your talent and send you out back out there to run your space. I'm not just doing media because I just want to do media. I have an agenda. It's very simple. I want to shape the lives of people. So like I normally would do when I'm joking. When I wake up in the morning, I ask the Father, what are we doing today? And like Pinky and the Brain, he says the same thing. Exactly. There is no day I wake up and a takeover agenda is not the reason why I wake up in the morning. So I haven't come here to be tripped by the fact that you guys are like 200. It's the list of my issues. Can this 200 run the Lukboju for us? Can you produce the next local government chairman here? Can you enter into the school next year and take over the educational structure? Can you influence how the people in Lukboju live their life? That's what I want to see. So if you don't have that power, then we're just here another collection of people just singing and wanting to escape to heaven. I wasn't born to escape. I was born to rule like my father. I don't have an escape mentality. I want to engage the system and run it. Because I'm a prince like my father. There's a rulership spirit on the inside of me. And because he sent me to the earth to rule it, I want to run it on behalf of my father. The power and the glory belongs to him. I'm a son. What makes you a son? That you are responsible enough to run the system. So I've stopped trying to be humble. You didn't catch it. I'm asking God, help me to control what you're giving to me so that I can give you what you want me to give to you. The glory of a son is to give the father the kingdom and say, we have given you the kingdom. And when I say a son, I'm talking to both of us. It's genderless. Because trust me, even in our entertainment industry, those guys are not better than us. They just make more noise than we do. If you look at all of them that are making noise, they're all church boys and girls trained in the same choirs. But there's a world system out there that takes their gift and amplifies it that we have not been able to create. Why? Because we are too busy fighting ourselves. Oh God, that's why we can't do church as usual. You know, we can't do. And you can't fight people like me, because we're not here to take away people from you. We're here to sit you down and say, you have this kind of people. Are you thinking of using them this way? Because one of the reasons young people are frustrated in church is that you come here and there's talent inside of you and we do not give you room to express it. You want to dance, you want to do fashion, you want to do stuff, and we make it look as if those areas of life are second class. Just be spiritually. How do you save people? The reason why you're not getting people born again is the fact that we are not going into the place to do the way we're supposed to be doing. We are inviting them to church. No, they won't come. You go there and get them. People are giving their lives in clubs. I have guys who go to clubs and get people born again right inside the club. Just sit down there and buy them a drink and say, how are you doing? Good to see you. And talk with people. And before you know it, the second time they're giving their life to Christ, and you don't even hear about it. Are you getting the conversation? It's the kingdom. It has always been the kingdom. What makes you like your father is that you can rule. And that's why he gave it to you when he created Adam. I have given you dominion. Christ came to return to us the dominion, the power, the authority. That's what he came to do, not to give us a religion. That's what we have. I don't want a religion. I want the power, the kingdom, the order, and the authority of God to run the earth. Let me give you a simple analogy in media. When in the 1990s, when they wanted to move the gay agenda forward at a particular level, in the late 90s, they began to do comedy that had comical characters, that had gay characters there. They began to create comedy that was very, very funny, and the funny character there is gay. They began to get your mind to accept the idea. That's how powerful media can be. And now in the 21st century, in the 20s, when we talk to you about it, your mind seems receptive to it. So we create Game of Thrones, and there's a fantastic gay stuff agenda in there. And then we create this one, Empire, you're watching now, and make sure that the character you like most is gay, so you buy into it. That's how we program and we prime you. And this same you will come here and say, Jesus Christ is Lord, but we've just primed you. You get the agenda. Yeah, we just primed you. We just configured how you think. So you don't even know what you believe. Why? Because we contaminated the very essence of your ideology. It's that simple. And we do it through music, we do it through television, we do it through film, we do it through the arts. We can sit down and make you not believe what you think you believe by introducing a different concept. So it's an ideology war. So that's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Because if you can break into your heart, you can definitely just deconstruct who you are at the end of the day. Let me give you another example. If you check the films that came out late 90s to the 2000s, there's hardly one film you will watch that does not have a strong erotic sex scene. Even so that when you watch films and there is not there, you begin to get angry. That when are they going to smush themselves? Because once they just introduce the character, either they are married or not. There are many films you've seen where the married woman is being, you know, being misused all the time. Then he now finds one guy, and then they now fall in love. We begin to now argue. Yes, they should fall in love. It's true, forgetting that she's married. Now, 10 years later, we say marriages don't work. They killed it in those films.
Yes.
That's how you program stuff. So sex became sellable everywhere. Why? You got used to the idea, and in your subconscious, it was okay to sleep with somebody you don't know. Why? Because in those films, that's what they create. And then when you say nowadays that married women are sleeping around the whole place, it was how we configured you. We have pumped you with so much film, it has become reality to you, and somewhere along the back of your mind, it is default to be able to open your legs to somebody who's not your husband. So they killed marriages years ago. That's how media destroys stuff. That's why we destroy children, make their heroes irresponsible, successful people, so that you don't need to tell your son to be responsible. He just looks at like whoever, Jay-Z, and that's the life. And he wants to be responsible like that because we make fame look good. Why? The church has not been able to sit down and coordinatedly create alternatives that make God and family and God values look good. So we are fighting the wrong war. That's why I choose not to fight people. We choose to focus on what needs to be done because we can see the agenda. When they now moved up to wanting to, this is where they are going now. They have started creating films that will make you question the very essence of God. So they picked it one by one. And then after that one, they're going to go to another one, I won't tell you. So right now, the one we are fighting right now is to create all these mutants, ninja, these human beings that are half human, half spiritual, so that we begin to create the concept of the supernatural. And then the whole idea is for you now to question when we say the supernatural and we do not connect it to their own definition of the supernatural. What church will not give me is community and strategy of how. I have said what I'm saying to you in churches for 20 years. It doesn't mean they listen to me. If they did, we'll not be where we are. What you did was, this one will create his own church, this one will create his own TV, this one will create his own TV station, and they'll be showing their picture of their pastors as if that's what you are watching. Even you members of that church don't watch it. Nobody's creating films for you. Nobody's doing children's series. Nobody's doing anything for you. Pastor Benga will come here and preach the whole of the day, powerful message, and then you now get home and they now come and start telling you, they now start preaching one by one. You're like, seriously? I was full in church today. Can somebody give me something else? Is that something else we have not created and articulated and presented the way it's supposed to be created? How can we carry excellence on the inside and we're walking around the open as if there's nothing on the inside? Our greatest problem is that we were sold a church agenda, not a kingdom agenda.
Yes.
That is why this man's job is tough, to reconfigure you back to the game plan. You should be excited about church, because after you have done this Sunday stuff, we should be able to now say, so what do we do? That's what people are looking for. What do we do? How do we come together and begin to take territories? I'm not saying you're going to take the entire world from here, but take it city by city, state by state, street by street. That's what God wants us to do. A people group is what you're looking for. So if you take your own and I take my own and we take your own, we will discover that the entire world is talking Christ at the end of the day. Jesus Christ wanted to be globally recognized as God and King. Do you know what he did? One of the things he did? He sent a particular man to the Brazilian football team and started getting them born again one by one. And they started praying.
Yeah.
So God made them win the World Cup and some other things so that they can remove their shirt and say Jesus is King. To 1.2 billion audience who don't know that Jesus Christ is King. So you can go and Google him from there and they'll find out who he is. That's cheap publicity and cheap advert for the King of Kings. Mm. So when Kaka was presented the World Footballer of the Year that God arranged, the first thing he said, I want to give praise and honor to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on global television so that they can hear that word. God has a way of getting his message across if church is not going to move. Thy kingdom come is not a spiritual high with God. Thy kingdom come is that you rule stuff on behalf of Christ. It's two different conversations. And the reasons why we are losing professionals like you is the fact that we bring you here, we give you so much information, and we underutilize what is in your head. God has put so much in your head, we are not touching it with a pole. That's why I've said to churches and my friends, you can put a gun in my head for money tonight. Church is a resource center. So when you say they're going to teach you skills, default position. I can't be clapping for you, sir. What else will I have been doing? You know me, I'm one of your friends, I'll tell you the truth. I'm sorry. So when they learn French, it's default. When you have your business seminars, it's default. When we are training them how to cook, it's default. There's nothing you have done that is we should be clapping for you for. It is default arrangement that we must train people who go out there and who have the power and the skill to mentor the next person. That is the arrangement. If you do not do that, that's when we are in trouble. So there's no day you should come here and not have activity. The church is one of the most funny set of people I've never seen on the face of the earth. We have configured it. We will have buildings like this and we will lock it up where people are looking for places to do skill acquisition. People are looking for halls to use to teach people. And we are making and we are locking buildings up. There are churches in America who, from Monday to Saturday, they school. Yes, sir. Then on weekends, they do church. Yes, sir. In the evening, they do something else. They rearrange the same church and make it a skill exchange center you can train people. So that same building is multifaceted. This is a resource center, not a place you come on Sunday. People should be here Monday to Sunday, sitting down and crafting how we are going to take over this world for God. So when we wake up in the morning, what is our job? To take over the earth for God. So this place should be buzzing with activity from Monday to Sunday. Different teams meeting. And let me say this to pastors, and I've said it many times. The greatest problem you are doing is that you are grouping people by cell by where they live. It's not going to work. You group people by cell by what they do. It's passion that connects people. It's passion that connects people, not the fact that if I live around you and I'm not connecting with you, I won't come and see you. Home fellowship will be a struggle. Why? Because they're not connecting me with you. But if you put teachers together in a building, if you put media people together, if you put there will be energy. They will create WhatsApp group. They will tell you they want to go here. They will tell you they want to go there by themselves. That is what Sunday Adelaja did to run Kiev to today, Ukraine. That guy is sitting on it. He did not determine the agenda for them. He led them to run the agenda. He just oversees them. Where does church help you? Where does church help you? So I'm waiting for the people. God has put wisdom here in people that this man does not have. His job is just to say spiritually, I cover you and let me check that thing in the spirit. Go ahead and do it. That's all. That's his job. What do you want to do? Let me ask the father and get back to you. And the father says, let them do it, but let them do it this way. Or let them do it, they're not ready yet. I need you to pray stuff. Or do a prayer walk around you, look at you before you attempt that. That is his job. But the implementation and the strategy, I'm looking at you people, sir. So you come here, there's so much inside of you, and they will just make you sit down like couch potatoes, and you go back home on Sunday overfilled from the last time God likes you Sunday. You have not exercised or used anything. Like, seriously? The message of Christ has got, we have written so many books, management books, philosophy books, for one man walking the earth. Why? He was so relevant. There was no subject matter Christ did not deal when he came to the earth. From business to agriculture to everything. Very business, everything he does today. So how can Christ be all that and we are dumb? I have the mind of Christ. Amen. And I want to use that mind of Christ for something. The reason I pray in the spirit is asking God for an excellent strategy. Asking God for excellent wisdom. Asking God for excellent understanding. Asking God when to move and when not to move. Asking him to say, God, how do I do it? Where do we turn? How do we take? You see, men are taking the kingdom you don't know. Can I tell you a bit about myself? Not to say anything. People look as if we are not doing anything. Many people don't even know the XCD channel. I don't have a problem with it. Because God is busy trying to ensure that I am mature enough to handle the power that is about to come. So he's still staying low. But when we began to know that God was going to give us Africa, we began to pray in the office, just pray in the spirit, and just do a stuff. We started a 3-hour, weekly praying in the spirit stuff. Yeah, that's what we do. It's a spiritual stuff. And then we said, God will open Africa to us easier than we felt. So I was supposed to go somewhere for a meeting on a particular day, and I didn't have a release to go. I didn't go or something. And then the next day, God says, go for that meeting now. So I went to that meeting, and I got there, and I discovered I had like 4 of my colleagues there from my where I used to work before, ITV. So I got talking about media. And then one of them said to me that, I used to work in this TV station, this TV platform that's just about to launch. And, those guys have a lot of money, and they're going to do some stuff. And, fantastic, And I said, fine, that's good, though. The guy that owns it is a Christian. If you are smart, you can understand what I'm saying. The guy that owns it is a Christian. He's a multimillionaire from Zimbabwe. I won't say more than that. That, okay, so what is he planning? Just tell me, guys, tell me their plan. I said, fantastic. I'd love to work with those people. He said, that our friend that we used to work here is even the head of one thing. Like, take his email address. So I sent the guy an email and said, I hear you are here now. We want to, this is our channel, should be on that platform because you guys are going around 18 African countries and we should be there. So the guy called me and said, no problem now. I know you, I know your brand, no problem. Send yourself a proposal. So we sent it to us. Maybe they called us back and said, we want this channel now. And for the past 1 month, they've been engaging us, literally like tracking us like mad people. We want that channel now. Did we struggle? No. Now, this was happening. They are stretching us like no man's business. They are making us upgrade our systems. They said, look, you cannot give us a Nigerian brand. You have to give us Africa. I started laughing. Why? Because prior to that, in our office, we walked into this year saying that we are taking Africa for God. So when they say you have to give us Africa, we just started smiling. Why? Because that was already the game plan. So it was now a matter of, God, how do we do it? So we sat down with our team and began to plan. And because Church of Imbo people, they sent us all this big, give us that. And it could have been easy to say, we can't do it. But I said to them, we have the mind of Christ. We do. And God says, do this. Tell them you can do this. Make this wait. And then give them this first and tell them this can happen later. And that's exactly what we've done. And then they sent us a mail to say, we are impressed with the turnaround time with which you deliver to us. How can I be carrying Christ inside of me and I'm dumb and stupid? It's not the plan. It doesn't work. So we're waiting for the monster in Nigeria to listen to us. Those who understand what I mean will quote that one. And we're waiting for them. We've spoken to them already. They're taking their time. But we're a few minutes away from them. When we hit that one, the Nigerians will know we have arrived. But we arrived already. We're just waiting for them. And God is maturing us. That so that when that one opens, we are mature enough to handle it. Why? It's going to come with power and authority, and we must be able to use it well. And God does not give power to children. So right now I'm in school, learning how to walk with people and humble. God correcting me, don't look at someone like that. Don't be condescending. Give that person eyeball to eyeball contact. Give that person access to yourself. Don't freak out. Calm down. I need you to take it easy. Don't raise your voice. I'm going through that stretch now and you can't see that. When that comes and the father says, this is the kingdom, how do we work it? Because at that particular point in time, literally every pastor in Nigeria will come looking for me. How do I cope with it? This small boy. And what we prophesied 20 years ago, that media will run stuff in this part of the world, God will have raised this small boy to be sitting on media and they'll have it to deal with me. And it doesn't mean I have the power to misbehave. It just means that I will have learned how to relate. I don't know if I'm making sense. So the kingdom in its essence is what we need to reconfigure us to. So that message of we are going to heaven created a shift in the mind of people to want to run away instead to want to run and to govern. If you look at, when God does something, it always gives the vision statement from where we give vision statements. And if you read the vision statement of Christ and of God on the earth, it always has power and government and dominion and authority written around it. So even when Angel Gabriel came to talk to talk to Mary, the agenda was not less governmental than it is. It was to rule structures. The throne of his father David, he would rule, he would reign. That is the conversation. Even when Simeon carried him, he said the same thing. to the rise and the fall, and to the deliverance. It was always a governmental, a kingship, a rulership, a managerial conversation. It was not just a spiritual connect. So we sit down, spending so much time teaching you how to relate with God. We don't teach how to go there and manifest the power and manifest the authority. Somebody will not be able to rule over 100 if you can't rule over 10. So we need to give you an environment in church that gives you the opportunity to rule over 10. So when you are in the department in church, it is to test how much you can rule 5, 10 people before we take to Lukweju or go to Lagos. Because everybody grows in every facet of your life. The problem is that we grow so spiritually and we're emaciated in our kingdom mentality. So all the information we have spiritually cannot enter into the capacity we have created in our kingship. So we have what you call a self-conflicting mindset of inferiority. And that's where the problem is. Church does not see itself as having the capacity to run this entire system for God. Why? We did not train ourselves in that area. So our answer to every prayer is that we can, everything is that we can pray, not that we can sit down, take the prayer and then implement. Let me say this to you. The agenda is two. You pray the solution and then you implement the answer. That's what Joseph did. He got the revelation and then he created the structure. They said, who else who has seen it would be to implement it? So when he came to implementation, he created the implementation. He said to them, save 7 years, and these 7 years make it work, and he became king. If all he had was the understanding and he did not have the implementation, that was the problem. So what we teach you is to be able to understand what is happening in the spirit, and then we give you the download to implement on the earth. There must be implementation, sir. That is the pact that touches the earth from the kingdom. We are the kingdom extension that the people touch and feel. God is not going to come down from heaven. We are the ones that implement on earth. That's why he put us here. If God has to come down here and do it himself, then there's no business for all of us to be on the earth. Are we having this conversation? So the prophetic is key.
Yes.
Because it tells us where we are going. Yeah. Intuition. I fear for the world. Because why a lot of people are shouting stories months ago, God was shouting around the whole place. Isaiah 45. Those who could catch it, but those who did not see it. Why does God have to explain the agenda to you when you are not connected? It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of what does the Father want to do and how does he want to do it. So the spiritual antenna we have is to connect, to download what the Father needs to be have done, and then we implement on the earth with the wisdom and the understanding we have on the earth. That's why training and capacity development is amazing. So if I come back to this church next year and there are nothing less than 10 awesome photographers on the earth here, I will be surprised if I don't find them. Or else, why would you have a Theo here? Why would you have a Theo here and he's not reproducing more Theos? Let me say this to you, sir. You don't get the idea. You see, what we need to reconfigure as much. Let me say this to you. You don't do business because you want to do business. The reason you do business is so that you can create a circle of influence that you can disciple. So the second idea is money. The first idea is influence. So when God says this is the area I want you to go into, you train in that area. And then when you train in that area, you have power and influence. Yeah. When you have power and influence, then you ask God, where do you want us to do this business? Where do you want us to open this shop? So when you know where God has sent you to, you know that is your radius area. Then all the apprentices that come around you, they are your discipleship environment. Either they are Christian, Muslim, or Jew, or whatever. They configure to the way you do things. That is the disciple we're talking about. We're not talking money yet. Then secondly, the clients that come to you, you have access to their life. You're able to give them information. Such a lot of my friends. I have a friend, when you come to her and you tell her to sew all these, you know, breast revealing clothes, you tell her, but madam, this thing will not fit you. Let me give you a style that will fit you. Don't worry, I'll send you another design. So when you send me the design, she sends you one that you cannot refuse. And she'll make it at the same cost of that one. She'll not say that one you want to do is cheap. And it's not true, really. She'll now add stuff to this one and give you this one at the same price that one. What she has thus done is make you change your mind and wear something more responsible. Simple. And then when you create an environment around your clients, you become family to them.
Yes.
People are looking for where to talk.
Yes.
Counseling is not only in the church. Yes. So when they tell you that I have a problem in my mind, you sit them down and say, okay, you guys be working. Yeah, madam, come. I can see that I'm not feeling too good. Hey, what happened to you? Then she now talk. Now do this, and they now begin to counsel, and you now begin to talk. What do you think we are doing here? what do you think you have business for? That's your sell out post, sir. That's your sell out post, man. So the people who come around you come from their basis, you configure them into the kingdom. For example, next to you, they have not born you not to pray. Like, seriously? We will do that 3 hours praying in the spirit every week. You have to join. We do it in batches. One batch will do 1 hour, another batch will do 1 hour. You must do. You can't tell me you are not praying like seriously. It's part of the game plan. And I keep telling them, if you have any issues, my office is very open. That's why I do my counseling. So I have boys I'm mentoring even though they work with me.
Yes.
You know any gospel artist walk into my office and tell me things they can't tell other people? You think I own XD just because of I own XD? If I tell you what is in the back of my head, if I tell you what is in this my head, information I have about the whole industry, you'll be shocked. I know things about gospel artists I will never say publicly or privately. Because I'm a counselor to many of them. Can I be real? There are marriages together today because I chose to keep my mouth shut. There are people still doing music today because I offered to just lay on the floor and say, let this happen. I use the impact God gives me for the kingdom, not to work around the place that I get next to thee. God could have picked any other person to do it. So it's a responsibility, it's an honor to be the Jirawa, not a pride. Why? Because the conversation is simple. I must give the Father the kingdom. So when we have Christians come to church, and as far as they are concerned, they are looking for a job because everybody is looking for a job. You want to do a business, but you don't even understand that your life is the ministry. And everything about you is the ministry. So everything around you should draw from the place of what does God want you to do and how do you do it for God. It's that simple. So you will find out that God will position you in a place and he will tell you, this is what I want you to do here. It's very simple. That's the conversation. I just knew the Father will not make me stay around the media today because there's just so much to tell you about the kingdom. The kingdom is so real. Many of you do not know how you began to sing all the songs you sing now. But you hear it so much that you begin to sing songs you don't like. Why? Because you don't own radio stations. You don't own TV houses. You have left it for other people to own, and they will play what they want to play for you. And because as a human being, you are wired towards these things, you will find yourself wanting some form of music, some form of entertainment, some form of media. And it is what is there that you will become. It's like beholding in a mirror.
Yeah.
It's like the whole idea of what's his name, Isaac, you know, telling the animals to mate in front of the spirit stuff. You will become what you see consistently. So the reason why we have dysfunctional people is because television is dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Every film is designed and has its agenda there. You cannot watch a major film now that doesn't have some particular characters there trying to appeal to a particular set of people. Let's count them. You must have a white person there, a black person, a Hispanic, an Asian, and they must have somebody that's gay so that we are complete. Watch the films. So if you don't make those films, those people come and say, oh, they are gender insensitive. They are infringing on our rights. They are not creating films to appeal to us. If we know what's happening out there, we will not be sitting down here feeling cool with ourselves. What kind of world will our children stay in the next 20 years? You say you love your children. What kind of world would they live in if you don't shape that world now? That's all this fight has been about. And I keep saying to them, Christ is not going to come for a church that's not ready to run the earth. I'm sorry, I don't know what they've told you. We must run this system for the Father to come to meet us that we are running this system. If we run away, that means we did not have the capacity. And then that means the death of Christ doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the Bible says he has given us power and authority to them that believe. So signs and wonders are not just the physical ones that Pastor Benga talks about. We need signs and wonders in the entire systems of the earth. Let me break this down. Every area of life that a human being can be programmed, can be influenced, God wants us to be the ones creating that influence from day one. That's why we cannot leave education to people who do not teach us. You see, the battle is for the ideology that will shape life without your permission. Let me explain that. Oh God, let me explain that. So you understand what I'm trying to say. The present education system we inherited teaches us to be more logical than to be more creative. It's in the syllabus. What that does for you is that it begins to shape human beings who are more logic and reason oriented than intuitive oriented. So the reason many of us have problem with faith is because we have been programmed to be logic and reason oriented. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart, not your head. So to hear God is a problem because an education system has diswired you from day one. God will always put ideas here. It's a left brain, right brain thing. So what brain does he pass the stuff through? The logical one, the one that is reasoning, is the what brain? Is the right one? Is the left one he bypasses and talks to you about spiritual stuff that you are not hearing? So he will never talk to you. The right one will normally block the left one from doing his job. So you will have a fundamental problem understanding what God is saying, seeing what God is saying, because an education system has disenfranchised you from hearing God at the dimension. So when we create our Harvard and our princes, and over time we come allow them to be reconfigured into something else, that's what we pay. That today, now in those universities that were set up by Christians to train people, you cannot even talk about Christ in those systems today. Why? What happened? They created a different alternative education system that wired people differently. So if we get out of the educational sphere and we are not there, what they are doing to our children is by default wiring them to have a difficult walk with Christ, because they will think logically and brazen and will not be able to understand that dimension like they did to us. So the reason why we find it tough to understand this stuff, you see, whoever creates the curriculum will determine where your life is going. So it's a curriculum warfare that this, we must not run this curriculum here. So teaching our children about angels, understanding the creative, the intuitive, allowing them to draw, to paint, to pray in the spirit, to draw as they are seeing, that is the conversation. There's one young girl in America now that's praying from the spirit and making a lot of money. And she says, Jesus gives me the things to draw. Can you see what education can do if we are not there? It just wires you to think differently. Education was what brought the Darwin's law of evolution. That your children will come to you and say, but daddy, our teacher said, and then you are saying we came from God. But daddy, our teacher said, but you are saying that we came from God. But daddy, our teacher said, and then we confuse our children. Why? We do not own schools who teach them the right curriculum. And what does Darwin, as a simple, it just tells you there's no God. That one simple idea we have allowed to enter into education system just says that we have come from a line of apes. Do I look like as if me an ape? We are, you know, that we have come from a line of ape and there is no God. So there's evolution. So I keep asking, why have we not evolved into something else over all these years? Abi, are you not supposed to have evolved into something more stupid? How come we have not? We're going to mutants, Abi. I'm waiting. Maybe you will be the first one. So I can see. But what I'm saying to you is that one reason why there are a lot of atheists on the face of the earth is because of one simple Darwin's law. So the devil creates that law and just walks away and doesn't need to fight you. There are generations yet unborn that will come and learn Darwin's law and will not, most likely not come to Christ, and they don't need to touch you with a pole. So the question is, you now make your work difficult trying to minister to someone that has gone to school, configure an atheist, you now start sweating and praying in the spirit and casting and binding. When you should have gotten that guy from day one by ensuring that there's no Darwin's law in his configuration. We just like doing the thing the other way around and stressing ourselves. If we own the education system, it's from there we will tell them we are from God, sir. The word of God says this. This is the creation theory. But we are the ones that carry our money in the name of we are going to private school to go and pay them to teach our children Darwin's law. Why? Because the Christians will not even do the school. Even when the Christians do the school, they will not put the right curriculum there. Why? They won't employ the right people. Why? Because even when school churches now create schools, we don't even know what their gender is. With all due respect, is it to make money or to configure a generation for Christ? That must be the reasoning.
Yes, sir.
And then we make money. I don't have a problem with money, trust me. Media is expensive. We spend money. Our cameras are not cheap. You are carrying a Canon. Ask them how much they sell a Canon now with dollars. We used to buy Canons, 150, 200. Now Canon is talking 400 there about, almost 500 because of dollar now. So it's not cheap. One camera you are looking at. So I don't have a problem. I'm just saying the systems of this world must become the systems of our God and King. The person who owns the raw material is not the one with the power. It's the one that runs the system that has the power. For every 1 million naira Beyonce will make, the label that runs her has made 100 million. Quote me. Is the person that owns the system that has the real power. So if the church does not own the systems, we are not the ones in the power. That's why unbelievers can decide who we are going to vote for or not. Apologetically, in a country that has so many millions of Christians. Why? Because we configure you, not in this church, we configure you to be members of Harvest Word. That does not like the next church. Instead of us to configure you as citizens of heaven located here, ready to do kingdom work wherever. Your identity is a prince and a princess sent to the earth with a gift and talent and an assignment, and you are located in Harvest World now to be trained in how you are going to effectively carry that responsibility out here and outside. That's it. That's the essence of all this drama we are doing. Located here to be useful here and outside. So if the church over across says we want to do something and we need support, you go there and give support. Because the agenda is to take the system for God, not to take this building for God. It's too small. We own the earth. We want the entire earth to be under God. So no matter the space you are dealing with, it's too small. It's the conversation we're having. I need the frustrations that happen in church to stop. I'm sorry I didn't stay where I needed to stay, media and entertainment, but I know I danced around it. But I need us to stop these frustrations. I need you to cooperate with your pastor as he takes you on a journey of reconfiguration. I know it can be tough, and I don't envy you, sir. I can come here and talk and shout. I mean, I've gone. But you are the one that has the job of retraining people who have been told that this world is not our home, to now let them know that this world is your assignment area and you must stay here and run it and give it to the Father before you go. Children are very easy to, but when adults like us have been formed, it's like burnt fish, smoked fish, to you know, to remove it, it's tough. That's the problem all of us have, because all our life, from church to church, our culture, our society, we have been told a particular way, and then we now start coming and telling you something different, and then it's tough for you to be reconfigured. I understand your pain. I've gone through it. I'm still going through it. It's tough, but that's where I find joy, to know that I am changing by the day. I am being redefined by the day. You will be frustrated if you discover that you went to heaven and found people living in 21st century Nigeria like you. Go through this reformation and you did not go through it. Go through this transformation and you did not go through it. There's somebody somewhere who is thinking differently than you, with the same opportunities and situations like you, in the mind of God. If one person can do it, then every other person can do it. It's the same Holy Spirit. So, I give you my own permission to harass your pastor and ensure that you guys are liberated to take this word for God, because he knows the agenda, and that's why I can look him in the eye. Because from the day one he told me about, I said, you cannot create church as usual. Some of us will fight you either from there or from here, and that's why he told you we are friends, so we can talk the conversation. I don't need him to like me. When they phone me to and tell me their prophecies, I don't need to like them. And this man can get some very dangerous ones. But we must be able to tell ourselves the truth, because God is raising this generation to do things different from how they have been done. And we cannot, for this fact that we are trying to have, you know, our way to our dream ministry, to just follow and do the same thing. People don't even want to come on Sundays anymore. Can we tell the truth? Why don't they want to come? They don't feel a connect. They don't feel an attack. You know, it's just like people, okay, we have come to watch the Gwinga Shafe show. I cannot tell my friends, you just come and church and you watch Gwinga Shafe and his wife show, and then you guys go. They are the main actors, and then you come back. Then next Sunday you come and watch another show. You are not here to come and watch show. You are here to come and pick up the fire, to go out there and go and be the one to burn. So when you go back, I know my time is up. So when you go back, what I've said to you today is to begin to ask yourself, God, what am I doing here? Who do you want me to disciple? And how do we start this entire journey? That's it. So look at that business differently. Not just, this is where I make my money from. No, this is the space that God has given me to influence the world. The 2-3 I'm discipling here go a long way, as removed 2-3 out of the 7 billion we need to take. If you take another 3 or 4, he takes another 3 or 4, we're inching into these things small by small, because we disciple by lifestyle. That becomes the conversation. And as we discover, and as we disciple by lifestyle, we come to a place where we just find that the whole world is being discipled, and people are just realizing that, you know what, people are just getting born again, giving their lives to Christ, and the whole idea is that we're just having people, and we're free. So let that passion find expression. Those of you who are coming here and something inside of you just aches about education, let's start talking about it. Somebody that aches inside of you about media can come together, not just do drama for church. You can do drama here and go to the public schools around the Lukwaju and go and use dramas to teach something. I mean, that's the arrangement. You go into the schools. Some of you would like to counsel. You go there, you tell them, hey, we're a church around you, you know, can we just come in, counsel your children, blah blah blah. And that's what we're doing. I'm not telling you what I don't do. I have an association called Ecclesia, me and some of my friends, and I'm the minister of education, and we adopted one school in Ojoju. I can show you pictures. We've donated tables and chairs to them. We've donated a lot, you know, different writing materials to them. And what we want to do next time is to go there and beginning to have counseling sessions. They actually told us that Wednesday is their curriculum day, that they can do anything as from 12-3. So we are planning to go there, take some of my friends, and to begin to do them career stuff and things like that. And we're having entrance into the school. And then when we found out that there was a day we went there, and I saw one particular student, we literally torn clothes And I'm like, how does he come to school? And we saw his friends making jest of him. And right there and there, me and my friend contributed money and we paid for a new school uniform for him. So I haven't come here to stand and tell you stuff I don't. This is the life I live. So when we go to that school and say, oh, we want to do this for you, they listen to us. Why? We have entered the place, we have sowed a seed, and then we can talk stuff to them. And they even asked us that, oh, we don't have any teacher teaching this particular area. If you have somebody who can teach it for us, you can bring the person. Obviously, we are going to configure a Christian to go there and go and teach them now. Why? Because we have entered into that space. God is not afraid to give us the power and the kingdom.
Yes.
The question is, do we have the capacity to understand what it is for and what is it, what to do to handle it? I want to come back to this church to hear that various movements have come out of here. Various people have begun to step out into the world to take the word for God. Let's just ask ourselves, what kind of world do we want to create for our children? If we do not get up and create it, somebody else will create it for us, because nothing stays in a vacuum. Thank you.
All of my life, in every season.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Body Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilupeju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website at www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.